Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be so with the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Paula Lovell back on the show. Paula has forgotten more about how to help a small business owner put their best foot forward in the marketplace than most of us will ever know. She founded Lovell Communication and ran it for all these years. And we've been hearing all this, about the great success of her company. And she's here. She's been a member of my brain trust now for, golly, we're coming up on, hey, this is your 16th anniversary, Paula. Happy anniversary. Welcome. Well, welcome back. And happy anniversary.
Thank you. Who knew we were going to make it that long? And congratulations on your show being, how long has your show been on the air?
17 and a half.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that is just
a You've been here almost as long as I have, though. It was a happy day. June the 4th, 1999 was a happy day in our lives around here because that's when we first met Paula Lovell. Paula, thank you for joining us. Thank you for 16 great years. So, okay, PR is one of those squishy things that is hard for small business owners to get their heads around.
Well, it's hard for everybody to get their hands around, and I thought today I'd talk about the way, you know, a lot of small businesses approach me and say, well, I want to hire a PR firm, but I don't guess I can because I'm small. And I say, yes, you can. You just have to understand how to manage it. Mm-hmm. And you manage. And the beauty of being a small business is that you don't have to get 16 people to say, yeah, that's the way to do it, and waste all that time and money. You can really maximize a PR firm if you follow my top 10 ways to do it.
All right. What's the first one?
All right. I think it's really important that, and this sounds elementary, but you've got to have written business goals and written communications objectives. And you really should write that down before you even meet with the firm because you want to share that and not just the fact that, oh, I want to be in the news or, oh, I want to buy a billboard. You don't want to prescribe the tactics to the professionals. You want to,
right.
You want to prescribe and describe your business and your goals and let the professional decide what the communication tactics are to help you achieve that. So don't go in and try to be the doctor just because you're
right. So how do I we know how to write goals for our businesses, but how do we write goals to present to a PR firm?
You just give them the same goals.
Okay. Well, you know, so what would it look like?
Well, most small businesses that are starting up have a business plan, and they have a they might have had to go to investors. And they had, if they went to investors, they had a little marketing thing saying, here's how we're going to market.
Yeah.
If they were starting their business, they maybe had three goals. They said, we want to sell top-of-the-line shoes to people in this geographic area.
Mm-hmm.
We want to grow
the
business.
We want to attract those people, and a certain profile of people.
Right. We want to increase our sales 5% every year for the next 5 years,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll reassess. And we want to, and in the first goal, you've already identified a geographic area because you're in retail, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you've identified the socioeconomic because you've said top designer shoes, and you've identified the product. So in that case, you might say to the PR firm, that's it. I got shoes, they're top of the line, and I want to sell them in this area, because that's where people, you know, within 30 miles, people will make it a destination to come to my shoe store. And you can go out, you know, as far as 30 or 40 miles, because people will drive that far.
Mm-hmm.
It's an incredible, unique kind of shoe. Well, let the PR firm decide, okay, you're probably talking about women, right?
Right.
Men aren't going to drive that far. You're talking about women who, you might be talking about women who work, who need and wear these kinds of shoes. You might not be talking about stay at home moms.
Or they might drive just because they want them, whether they need them or not, right?
And you know, you don't want people my age who the doctor said don't wear any more high heels. And, you know, start wearing your old person's shoes. So so the first item is tell them your business goals and tell them what you want to get done, not not just, hey, I want to buy a billboard because I'm selling shoes, mm-hmm. and I want everybody to know. Let them counsel with you and talk with you and sit down with you and decide this and recommend. This is what we think you should do.
One thing quickly, when you say PR, some of what you're talking about sounds mm-hmm. a little bit like marketing and advertising.
It is.
Is there a difference?
It is. Well, there's a distinction, but PR, in my opinion, and many, public relations is relating to your relevant public.
Yeah.
Well, you want to relate to them for what reason? You want to relate to them to sell something, to convince them of something, mm-hmm. to influence them of something.
So we're talking about a firm that can help you with all that, right?
With the
brand messaging and the call to action as well.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to be right back with the lovely Paula Lovell. Ladies and gentlemen, an old person, forget about it. Go look her up online. You'll see what we're talking about. The lovely and talented Paula Lovell, and I will be right back. 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.